the studio now by Olive Gill Hilly. Olive is a multidisciplinary artist and designer who works with wood to make sculptures. She has an amazing chainsaw and she creates experimental structures that often reference the human body. They're kind of experimental and abstract, and she is here to talk to us about them now. Olive, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So how did you go from an aspiring art student moving over to Melbourne to go to the VCA to then doing furniture design to then having a chainsaw and creating sculptures out of big chunks of wood?
I started at VCA doing a sculpture and spatial practice degree, and they didn't teach me a lot of skills necessarily. Like, it was great for conceptual learning, but skill-based learning wasn't really, I didn't learn how to make things. So during that degree, I really wanted to start working with different materials and didn't have that. So then went on to do the associate degree of furniture design at RMIT, and that was quite a wood-based degree. It was actually run by a bunch of ex-cabinet maker lecturers, and so it was very woody, and I just kind of fell in love with the material. I think there's something about wood that everyone's really close to, you know. It's a material we've all experienced in our lives, and like, there's a warmth to it, there's a texture that we all recognize, and I'd always kind of been attracted to that as a material, and it just kind of just went from there. Yeah,
that must have been really frustrating to be immersed in all this kind of conceptual talk about design and sculpture and not be getting the hands-on stuff that you crave. Like, I mean, that's what you do as an artist is make stuff, right?
I think I'm really lucky that I did the two different degrees, because the first one really did open up my mind to a lot of different, like, critical thought and conceptual art knowledge. But then the second degree didn't have that as much, and that was much more, yeah, hands-on. So I feel like I'm really lucky that I've got kind of the marriage between the two. To follow on from your question, the chainsawing kind of just happened naturally, because it's actually such a it's a really intuitive sort of tool, you know, chainsawing. And I use angle grinders as well, and wood carving bits on angle grinders. And the way you work with it, because it's free carving rather than a lot of other woodwork, which is, you know, there can be router bits or there's a lot of planning, I guess, in conventional woodwork.
Like, measure twice, cut once.
Yeah, that's right. I do not measure very often. I don't know if I even have a working level at the moment. So it's a different approach for sure.
Did you ever do any furniture making of the kind that people can sit in?
I did. I learned how to do that. It was something that, you know, it's not my favourite part of woodwork for me. I admire it and respect it so much in other people. And, you know, it is something that I can do, but it's not, you know, it's not my art practice. Yeah, so.
When you came back to Perth, How did you envision those next 5 years playing out? What was kind of your goal in terms of being an artist in Boolu?
Well, I think we've got just the most beautiful natural environment here. I think we're so lucky. I had a Victorian friend come over recently, and they were quite surprised by how it goes so from coast to bush so quickly. I think coming back to Perth, you know, I'm from Perth and my family's based here and I've got heaps of friends here, and it was just, you know, this is like my community now. But I think it's just we live in such a, you know, pristine in lots of ways, beautiful place. And I think the art practice, it really evolved from moving back to Perth. You know, a lot of the shapes that I reference are from the natural environment, the natural coastline. You know, the native trees here are really special. And I think that the textures in the woods themselves really kind of determine some of the shapes that come out in the work.
How do you source your wood? Like, do you have a particular wood that is your favourite, or do you look for a particular kind of grain or texture? What's that process like?
I try to source timbers as ethically as I can, because, you know, it is, you've got to have respect for the material. So often with the timber, I get permission from, for example, farmers, or I've got family with a few properties down south, and sometimes trees have to be felled because of power lines, or, you know, sometimes in storms trees get pulled down. So I'll try and collect timbers like that that are not, I never cut down a tree myself, you know, I try to avoid it at all costs. We'll work with this kind of timber that I call like roadkill timber or Goldilocks timber, which is where it's not habitat and it's not green, so green that it's going to do what it wants.
Yeah. I mean, I have a massive lily pilly tree in my backyard that really needs to go somewhere else. if you need that, I'm offering it to you. Is there much while you were learning stigma or discrimination around being a woman working with wood in this way?
I think it is another viewpoint. Definitely, to be honest, the woodworking community, it's great because everyone gets so excited about wood and everyone's really encouraging. But I definitely think over the years, there's been a lot of like, oh, you know, what's that about kind of thing? Because there's a lot of traditional kind of thoughts and conventional thoughts in woodworking. And I try to approach it in a new way as much as I can, or a way where, yeah, it's referencing my own context as an artist and maker.
So where can people see your work if they're like, oh, this sounds really cool, I wanna check it out?
Well, I'm represented by a gallery in Sydney called Gallery Sally Ann Cuthbert, and so she has quite a few group shows, and I'll sometimes have pieces in that. I actually have only really exhibited in Perth once or twice, and so I'm working towards a solo in Perth, hopefully in the next year, because you know, so much of my practice is based on my experience living in Perth, so it makes sense that I would, you know, hopefully soon have a exhibition here too. Yeah.
And in the meantime, people can check out your website.
Oh, yes, that's right. So, yeah, people can check out my website, olivegihilly.com, and they can also find me on Instagram just with my name, which is a tricky one, but, yeah.
A tricky only in that I called you by your surname.
Oh, that's okay.
You came in. So it's Olive Gihilly. We will be adding that to our website as well if you want to find out more. Olive, thank you so much for joining me and telling me all about the different ways that you can work with wood and the joy you get from that chainsaw, from that angle grinder.
Thanks for having me.